Johnny had to grin at him. Kerr was always such a clown, and in a way, he was fond of him. Kerr stepped very close. He whispered,
"You know you could get yourself squash killed around here. The word trickles out through the cracks in the bunkroom doors. Top, high-level bunkrooms. You and me too if they trip the latch on us. Caution is the word. You ever have a criminal background? No? Well, you will have when they get through with you. Good thing you're in the hands of a real criminal. Me! Who came with you? Who's Darf now?"
"Angus McTavish."
"Oh, that's the best news of the day next to your being here. Angus has a way with the nuts and bolts. I keep track of things. What's first?"
"First, I get dressed and eat some breakfast. I'm not showing my face in that dining room. Stormalong trained most of these flying cadets."
"That he did, while I trained the machine operators. You know, I've been doing a great job on that, Johnny."
Johnny was dressing, but Kerr, the chatterbox, rattled on.
"This academy is the most fun I ever had, Johnny. These cadets, I tell them stories about teaching you and things you did, mostly lies, of course, and made up to make them do better. And they love it. They know their lies. Nobody could blade scrape 39 tons of ore an hour. But you understand. You know me. I love this job. You know, it's the first time I've been really glad I'm a midget. I'm not much taller than they are. And I got them. Johnny, this will kill you unless somebody else does it first. I got them believing I'm half human."
He had taken a seat on the bed, which sagged under his 700 pounds, and now it almost collapsed as he rolled around in laughter.
"Ain't that rich, Johnny? Half human. Get it? I tell them my mother was a female cyclo that raped a Swede."
Johnny, in spite of the seriousness of their mission, had to smile. He was getting into Stormalong's clothes. Kerr had stopped laughing now. He was just sitting there, looking pensive.
"You know, Johnny..."
And he sighed so that his breathe mask valve fluttered and popped.
"I think this is the first time in my life I ever had friends."
Eating a few bites of breakfast and chasing it down with some water, Johnny said,
"First thing you do is go down to the Academy Commandant and tell him you want Stormalong and Darf assigned at once to your special project. I'm sure they gave you authority from upstairs."
"Oh, I got authority. I got authority running out of my furry ears. And upstairs is all over me to finish that breathe gas circulator. But I told them I needed help and parts from the Cornwall mine site."
"Good. Tell them Dunaldine will be over in a couple of days to replace Stormalong in the training schedule. Say you arranged that too, to keep the school from disruption. Then you get a closed ground car out in front of this building, get Darf in it, and come back here and knock on my door, and we're away."
Got it, yeah,
said Kerr as he went rumbling off. Johnny checked his blast gun and put it inside his coat. He would know within an hour or two whether Kerr was playing this straight. Until then...